Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. The Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance delivered recommendations Monday to the Department of Agriculture regarding a potential carbon bank. More than 70 members of the alliance, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the USDA should first develop a series of pilot projects. The focus areas include scaling climate solutions to help increase adoption of climate-smart practices, removing barriers to adoption, improving carbon account standards, and ensuring equitable opportunities. The alliance says the information gained from the pilots will serve two critical purposes. First, it'll help the USDA build a durable foundation for a climate bank that earns long-term bipartisan congressional support. Second, it'll help the USDA build confidence to verify the climate benefits delivered by specific practices of management approaches. Well, there's been a rapid increase in the pace of corn planting. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has a detailed look of corn planting.
The big winners were some of the states across the upper Midwest and the Western Corn Belt. We saw at least one quarter of the corn planted during the week ending May 2nd in five states. That list included Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Nebraska. Top of the list was Iowa, planting a remarkable 49% of its intended corn acreage just in the week to reach 69% overall. And that puts Iowa well ahead of its five-year average pace of 45%.
Rippey also takes a look at the soybean planting numbers around the country.
The May 2nd number, 24% of the soybean acreage planted. That is more than twice the five-year average pace of 11%. Some of the same states planted an impressive number of soybeans for the week ending May 2nd. We saw at least one-fifth of the intended acreage planted just during the week ending May 2nd in Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota. The top of that list was Iowa, making a huge advance from 6% planted a week ago to 43% planted by May 2nd.
The American Farm Bureau Federation just launched a comprehensive online directory of resources for farmers, ranchers, and their families who are experiencing stress and mental health challenges. In recognition of May as Mental Health Month, the directory provides users with stress and mental health resources in every state. The directory, which is on the Farm State of Mind website at farmstateofmind.org, features listings for crisis hotlines and support lines, counseling services, training opportunities, podcasts, videos, published articles, and other resources. This is Inside Agriculture.